time.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell everybody, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Tell everybody in existence to get behind all this.
It's 7:30 on the dot, and you are listening to Cocoon from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. And on the other side of this line is Organic OK, 41963.
Yeah, I'm not going by that, because when I use Organic OK 41963, actually it's called Organic OK October 41963. So the thing was, most people, you know, just a little difficult of them keeping up all that information, they say. So I just try to, you know, reduce that to just Organic OK, you know. So I'm a comedian, Organic OK. So this is the thing, sir. We have to understand this right now. Is when you're doing this show, I don't have to be on here, bro. You're the host, okay? So I could be doing something else.
You want the show to be a success, don't you? Now, look, the most successful shows are when there's basically a collaborative team effort. They don't work solo. There are people who basically literally have a whole entourage of people on the air with them doing all this job, all this jazz, all this radio magic. Anywho.
You're lucky I'm free, bro. You're lucky I'm free right now. But what I'm telling you is, don't make it a habit of thinking I'm going to be able to be free every episode. I'm going to be free every episode. Because this show, see, everybody down, we got something that y'all going to be noticing shortly soon. About what's going on with the show, and you're going to see transformation going on with the show. So what I'm saying to y'all is, you know, it's a part of when people's journeys starting to develop. Now, some people like certain things just to stay what it is and don't be changed, and that is, I get that part. But within what we're doing, Organic platform, and the things I say that doesn't seem like it should be put on the show. And one of the reasons I do those things is because we must understand, it's right now, 3 years ago, what we was doing was not even the exact same thing that we're doing today, 3 years ago, right? So for those who never heard about what I'm talking about 3 years ago, what I'm telling you now, if you ain't heard what I talked about 3 years ago, depending on what it is, it can sound even more farther down the line, and you may not understand what I'm saying, because it's not just pulling back from 3 years ago, but it's adding to that 3 years of more information. So this show, Cocooning from the Microphone, it's a platform where DJ Butterfly Feces is talking about the journey. And we know in the capacity of the journey, who is going to be on this show? I mean, that's one of the things about the show, how what we talk about. You will find out who's going to be on the show when the show is live. That's what you're talking about, right? That's the organic. I want it to be when people on the show, whoever's on the show, I want it to be an organic experience. And that's what I was telling Butterfly Feces. I said, this needs to be organic from a point of view of healing, right? There's so many people have dealt, you can go to different cities, different towns, across this nation, and you'll find different experiences from people's personal lifestyles, right? And what do you think they really want to have in their lifestyle if they could possibly can, right?
Mm-hmm.
People sometimes have lost the imagination of their soul, lost the form of what it means to care. They think that being hard and being these things are things that it's not. It's like, you know, they say a person not keeping themselves up. They feel like, why should I keep these things up? And when you bring these things across them, it reminds them of what they have been keeping up. things that may trigger other habits and emotional attachments in their life. But that's there right now. I say to DJ Butterfly Feces. Hey, man.
Let me talk.
How you doing?
Hey, involved with the cause here, please. Call in. Join this conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. It's 1-515-605-9709. So it's brought to you by Organic, okay? Cocoon from the microphone, it is. And I want to give a special shout-out to the singer Maya Harrison. Boy, has she been around. She traveled the world. Now, if you're just joining us, where have you been? I know I made that joke before, but come on. Look, get the feeling not as many people listening as they should, even this is a there's so many shows out there, some different podcasts, whatever.
One of the things you're talking about, this is what I'm trying to understand. I'm on the show, correct?
Yeah.
It's Comedian Organic OK on the show. Technically OK, Mr. Organic speaking. Now, this is what I'm trying to understand. Am I on the show?
You're on the show.
Okay. So I'm just trying to figure out, As I'm on the show, you bringing up Maya Harrison. Am I right or wrong? Now, if you bringing up Maya Harrison, and in the same breath, you saying, "I wish you wouldn't call the show." You know, it's like
I wish people would call in. I wish they would get involved. If you needed somebody, they would listen.
Well, this is what I'm trying to tell you, sir. I want to make sure you get this. If you're working in a garden, and the roses are healthy, and they've got cross-contaminated fungus growing on all those things. You don't think that beauty is there, and life is there for a connection purpose. So when you're bringing up that, and what it means to maintain quality, not quantity. Quality. And when you say that, don't connect all. See, sometimes things are doorways to be more clear in how you're doing things, right? Just make it more clear for your journey. If no one call in, what do you know that person? What do you know that what the person can talk about? You don't know, right? Maybe it's not what you want to hear. Would that have been a good conversation for you? Because you know when people call in and talk about what they talk about, you know what they talk about, what they want to talk about, right? And and when you try to mold someone to say what you want to say, they will say, "That's not organic. I should be able to say what I want to say." Am I not? No. So what I'm saying to you is when you speak up somebody, bring their name up, you know, just take the moment just to digest the piece of the organic that you brought up in the air. Especially when I'm on the show, I want to hear positivity. No one call in, they don't call in. But don't bring up. You brought up a beautiful person, and you just attach the negativity to you not having callers call in to that conversation. Don't do that. Now, when I'm on the show especially, because when you talk about I never say anything about it. That's not what I'm going to do. But come on, man, just be more healthy in what your decisions are. It's a healthy discussion. If no one call in, they don't call in. If no one listens to the show, you think that's a bad thing? No one listens to something that's great? I mean,
hey, yo, it's a bad thing.
It's a reward, right? A reward, you're giving someone something, is it something that you're supposed to appreciate it, right? When something you're doing for someone, you're supposed to appreciate it, right? People got in the habit of taking people's, effort and just, that doesn't mean that you're not appreciated, outside of people listening to this, right? Because there's some people that never will listen to your show that will come and see you in person. Am I lying?
No.
So why would you be so hung up on just a limited range of where you think you are appreciated? this is not all of what you appreciated. So don't get caught up in one form where sometimes people don't know who you are in certain forms. Like you never existed in the other way. They know about everything you do, and they're obsessed with it. Think about that. So think about this. This form is something. You know what? That's move on, sir, as you were saying.
All right. There I was in McKinleyville. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I decided to be falling out with my family. Then I left with just the clothes on my back and a backpack and stuff I could put in there. I thought it wasn't even full. My parents didn't want me to take it. I couldn't afford to take everything, but I think they were just trying to twist the knife. There I was going to the trail, Hammond Trail. I wanted to basically go into the woods, you know, just to walk like all things normal, and I saw you there. There you were with the others. You invited me to take this trip, to walk with you, to help clean up the world, do all whatever. And then the prospect, so I just said, yeah, sure, okay. I don't know.
Man, you know sometimes people just boring ass stuff, man. Come on, man. Who think you're talking to? You think you're telling a little kid's book? You know I don't think this is every throw rocks at you.
There we were. We went all over. And now, where were we going this day? We were headed to Centerville, Virginia. Now, I say this went to a lot of nice, big, established cities. You know, distinguished with a lot of people, a lot of population, a lot going on in there. But Centerville, Virginia, didn't exactly roll off the tongue. You ever meet anybody from there? It's not exactly a notorious place, a place you even thought existed. But sure enough, there we were. And I asked, what are we going to do?
Man. I'm about to, everybody, I'm about to figure the hang out. This shit right here, man.
Don't say that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Sure. So we're picking
I always talk about language. I always talk about language, and I just use bad language. That's not a good thing.
No, it's not. Anywho, what happened was I remember, now, you're right. You definitely said I should try to make some kind of contact, some kind of social, human, genuine contact with the vagrants on the street, the ones who
are
really
you talking to? You talking to the universal rehearsing your show? This is not public conversation. This is sleeping. People sleeping. It's like news. Like, you're talking to the news. It's like, they're really focusing on you, but you're boring them to death.
First of all, you don't have anything like that because are you doing all this heckling crap to make the show interesting? Is that what you're doing?
It's boring. It's boring, sir. Don't talk about this. It's different.
Oh, my God.
Boring,
oh, my God.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad it happened. It saved me. It saved me.
I put up three.
Oh, my goodness.
This makes no sense.
I'm about to go eat.
I'm gonna go home myself. Dang, right. I can't believe it. What happened?
The show ended. Thank you. That was my cue.
Please, hear our shows on the net. Get involved with the cause. Continue from the microphone. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. All right. I want to thank everybody who is out there trying to help the homeless, who's doing all that. I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And good night.